Hi, the question for Dawson Smith, DAWSONSMITH. Date of birth 7/12/65. Date of procedure is 11/27/2024. And date of accident is 4/22/2024. The patient is here for a procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Number 2 is epiduralgram. The patient is being provided this procedure in a standard fashion as described in the template. However, at the end of the procedure, the patient experienced extra additional pain and pressure, actually, in the lower back after the injection was finished. The procedure went pretty good, and patient tolerated the procedure good. And 60 milligram or 2 cc's of toradol injection IM was provided to the patient to relieve the pressure sensations. Patient walked out of the office in a stable condition. Thank you. The medical indications for the procedure are based on the MRI findings and the history. The patient initially was involved in an automobile accident leading to a fracture of nose and lower back pain on 4/22/2024 when he was rear-ended. The subsequent physical examination was positive for lower back injury. The pain continued without any relief. The physical therapy and conservative treatment did not completely help him. The patient has a following finding in the MRI. There is a bulging disc at L3-4 and L4-5. And at L5-S1, there is a grade 1 anterior listasis bilateral L5 expansion. This is a disc bulge is present. It's causing severe foramen stenosis and compressing both L5 nodules. And it is appears that a epidural injections time 4 should bring a significant relief and avoid the surgery and improve the ADL for the patient. Thank you.